The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock now. The Olympics opening ceremony kicks off tomorrow. The games have already started, actually. The football has begun in earnest. Owen Sheehan of Off The Ball has all the details on what is happening and when over the next couple of weeks and joins me now. Owen, first of all, actually, what's the general state of play in terms of COVID?
Well, there's been plenty of new developments, Kieran, over the last little while. Today, I guess the biggest one is that Guinea have pulled out of the games due to new variants, they say. Anyway, it's been a little bit of a rarity that a country would pull their entire batch of athletes from the games. North Korea did it quite some time ago, actually, from the games. And maybe there's some suggestion that the financing of sending a team from Guinea is the real reason why they're not going. But that's probably the latest on the COVID front. It's been a relatively dramatic week, although I think we're kind of used to the drama of COVID at this point. The biggest one really was Amber Hill, who was destined for gold in Skeet's shooting. She had to pull out. She actually didn't get to leave the airport in Britain as a result of testing positive, which you can only imagine the sort of heartbreak that that's linked to. There's basically been 70 odd cases linked to the game so far, and probably the biggest name to drop so far before the games is Coco Gauff, who was due to take part in tennis.
Yeah, okay, so that's the COVID state of play. Nothing's going to stop the games going ahead at this stage, though. Mm. In terms of the Irish athletes, I mean, what is the medal ambition? Is there a target? Have they set a figure?
They haven't set a figure in recent times, but it's looking like a target of around 4 or 5 medals would be a reasonable projection at this point. They're going to come in 2 main sports. The first one is going to be rowing, and the real medal hope from the rowing team is Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. So remember, it's not Paul O'Donovan and Gary O'Donovan this time. Fintan McCarthy is now in the boat with Paul O'Donovan. They are the European champions. Their main contenders are also Europeans. They're in a phenomenal place to actually take the gold medal. And they'll be disappointed with just any old medal. They want gold. You've also got the likes of Philip Doyle and Ronan Byrne in a boat. And Sunita Pospoor, of course. He was a little bit of an unknown quantity. It has never really worked out for her at the Olympic Games. Obviously, she's had phenomenal success since Rio. But every time she's got to an Olympic Games or not got to an Olympic Games, it tends to be associated with a little bit of heartbreak. So there's plenty of hope in rowing. And then obviously boxing as well. And I would say that Kelly Harrington and Michaela Walsh will be Ireland's 2 real medal ambitions in boxing. If you want to go for maybe a little bit of a reach, Reese McClenaghan is
a dark pommel horse.
a dark pommel horse indeed. And he is a winner, and he is somebody who's spoken about winning and how much he is visualizing the gold medal over the next few weeks. You obviously have to count in the golf, considering Rory McIlroy is teeing it up, Stephanie Meadow and Leona Maguire as well on the women's side of things. And maybe you could throw Brendan Boyce in there in the walk as a long shot. But as we all know, the athletics, and it feels like nobody started to preview the athletics yet because they're still a week away, they're always going to be insanely competitive. And in that heat as well, well, Brendan Boyce will be able for it, but maybe it won't suit all of the Irish athletes.
Yeah, all right, okay. So that's what we want to be looking at in terms of medals. As you said, maybe 4 or 5, the rowing and the boxing, but keep an eye on Reese McClenaghan and the golfers. The international athletes we need to look out for. Let's stick with gymnastics for a moment. Simone Biles.
Like, I mean, it feels that there is still maybe an underappreciation of Simone Biles, because naturally people tune into some of these sports really only at the Olympic Games.
And it's been 5
long years since people will have properly watched Simone Biles, I reckon. And to be honest with you, she's already in the conversation as one of the greatest athletes of all time. These games should hammer that home for people. And when it comes to gymnastics, she could statistically become the most decorated gymnast of all time. To win 4 medals, she won 4 golds and a bronze at Rio, and really she's got better since Rio. She was actually doing a practice run earlier this morning, and she landed a vault that no woman has ever landed in competition before. It's called a Yurchenko double pike. It'll become named after her if she actually performs it in competition. And to be honest with you, Kieran, she probably doesn't even need to do it to win. She can actually hold herself back and win 5 gold medals more than likely throughout this. So absolutely, Simone Biles is the one that I think everybody's excited to watch.
What about in the swimming pool? Because there's often one kind of swimmer, I suppose, who grabs all the attention. And we think of Ian Thorpe and then Michael Phelps and then Ryan Lochte. Who's it going to be this time?
Caleb Dressel is the one to watch. The US love to have their American Aquaman in the pool. And with Phelps gone and with Ryan Lochte, I guess, forced out of professional swimming over the last few years, get ready for Caleb Dressel to be referred to as a new Michael Phelps time and time again over the next little while. He won 2 relay golds in Rio as a teenager. He could win as many as 7 medals in Tokyo. Remember, Phelps won 8 golds in Beijing, so he won't quite get to that, but it could still be an incredible haul. Individually, he's going into 50 free, the 100 free, and the 100 fly, so the USA swim team really will have to carry him to these great heights, but he is the one to look out for, Caleb Dressel.
We can't mention kind of Simone Biles and Caleb Dressel and the stars of Team USA without mentioning their basketball team, chock full of stars.
Oh, absolutely. And the great news for Irish viewers is that at 1 o'clock Irish time, Sunday afternoon, the USA will be starting their campaign against France. There'll be a chance to watch Kevin Durant and co. LeBron James not going to be there this year. They have had their struggles in the build-up. They lost to Australia and they lost to Nigeria. People in the States were not happy about that. There were boos in Las Vegas after one of those warm-up matches against Nigeria. But they've beaten Argentina and Spain since then. The women's team also had a few struggles, but have also put together a couple of wins in the last week. They're both red-hot favourites, the men's team in particular. But the NBA is a more global league at this point. They're not coming up against nobodies in every single round. It is a very, very strong group. And, I mean, they still have the hard memory of Athens 2004 when they could only get bronze, which was seen as some form of national basketballing disaster.
Obviously, track and field is this huge event within an event. So it's hard to preview it all. But if you had to pick a couple of things to look out for.
Just 2 I want to mention. I think the women's 200 metres could be very interesting. You're going to have Dina Asher-Smith of Great Britain, who is going to be one of the biggest names in the lips of the BBC for people watching it in the BBC throughout the couple of weeks. Jamaica's Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce. And then Gabby Thomas of the USA is one to watch out for here. So it's a real three-way race in that one, which could be incredibly exciting over the next little while. And everybody's going to be watching Thomas Barr to see if he can peak at just the right time again 5 years later. But for people who've watched Tom Barr over the last couple of years, we started to realize that the 400 meter hurdles is a little bit of a force of nature. And one of the forces within the force of nature is Carsten Warholm of Norway.
Yes.
He broke his own world record just a few weeks ago, actually, in Oslo. And this guy is just incredible. He's still of an age where he could possibly be getting better as well. And maybe Tom Barr at the age of 28, maybe he feels that he can't maybe capture the Rio finish, but he can maybe run a faster time. The problem is that the event itself has moved on so far in those last 5 years. But if there's one man to overachieve, you would put it down to Thomas Barr.
Yeah, it's amazing that Norway have produced Warholm and the Ingebrigtsens and all of this at the same time. So entertaining to watch. Listen, I'm looking forward to it. Owen, I'm looking forward to all of the updates and coverage on Off the Ball over the next few weeks, and plenty of updates and coverage here on the Hard Shoulder as well. We didn't even get to skateboarding, karate, sports climbing, surfing, you name it. There's always great entertainment at the Olympics. Owen Sheehan, thanks a million for that update.